Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Carnivorous cooling duct spores. The great spill of fiscal cycle 19. The arrival of Dr. Herbert West. The saga of the misplaced ballpoints. Heart Life is not unaccustomed to crises, dear listener. Every company must contend with its fair share of rule breakers, rogue moles, and renegade scientists. Only by adherence to the robust and mighty vision of our board of directors has our company thrived throughout the quarters. But Cassandra's dereliction of duty has shaken the structure that we have worked so hard to build, literally and figuratively. Her failure is the reason that the lower levels grow quiet and still, but for the scraping, steely claws of patrolling ant people. But it is not only the ant people that the policies betrayed by Cassandra must fear.
There. Now we've got the windows and the door blocked. Let's see those bugs find us now.
A little paper fort won't stop them.
I don't see you coming up with any ideas, Sully.
If you just smear some of the secretion on your face, it would...
For the last time, keep your secretion to yourself and stay on that cabinet. Me and Steven will take care of this.
Yep, sure will, boss.
Hey, Dale.
What is it now?
The floors in these offices, what do you think they're made of?
I don't know. Linoleum?
Yeah, I think the cabinet might be the right idea.
What do you mean? No! Please, I'm getting promoted in the next quarter!
It dug its way in here. Get it closer, Grayson.
Hey, Mr. Rant, over here. Come and get me. Tender, nutritious human bait. Good lassoing, Jack.
But I can't hold on!
Jack! Eat lead, monster. Bam! Nice, Ant. Good, Ant. Sorry. I'll just take that pencil out of your eye for you.
Hey, you! Roll your left.
Nice. That's one way to use a file cabinet.
Yeah. That was pretty great, Miss...
Catherine Sullivan. But you can call me Sully. Pretty brave of you to take her on back there.
Me? Brave?
Yes. You.
I... Thanks! It was nothing.
Oh, we got the little guy outside. Grayson, Jack, grab the desks.
They probably won't be able to bust past that for a minute.
I just want to say how proud I am of all of you. I've never had finer recruits.
We're your only recruits, Captain.
No need to be modest. Now, we're about there, ain't we? I'd say one more office over and one under, and then...
Hey!
Oh, look, fellas! Survivors! And a big old ant!
I saved these guys from the ant. Kinda.
Sully trapped it.
Rescuers! The shift supervisors are finally here! Thank the founders!
Get off of me!
We're no supervisors, mister.
We're Hendersonians!
Fighters for justice! And the free way of life! Down with the man! Down with the ants! Down with the long wait lines at the best cafeterias on EDEC!
Are you serious? You're those guys who robbed those old people down at the algae counter? Steven, hide!
Come on, friend. No need to be nervous. That's it.
Who are you, anyways?
Policy number 438.
Your person name?
I'm Dale. This here's Steven. We're from the registrar.
Hello.
And you met Sully. She says she's from Files and Forms Department.
Not Files and Forms. Pharmacology.
Whatever. And she reeks of Beetlejuice.
It's not juice. It's secretion. Pheromones for protection against the ants.
Okay, great. We've been trapped down here for days with her and her secretion.
I was here first.
No matter. You're in luck, kiddies, because our merry band is looking for new members. Sully here seems good with an office supply. This guy's pretty big. And you, Derek, you look like a person who knows something about paper or some such?
It's Dale. Look, we're all grateful for the rescue, but why don't you just wait with us to get saved? Cubby up in one of the other petty offices until our managers send the A-OK. Right, Steven?
Yup.
We aren't fighters. Me and my pal here, we're transcribers. I've never touched a knife or whatever a day in my life. You, Steven?
Nope.
So how about we play to our strengths and do what we do best? Wait for a manager to tell a manager to tell a supervisor to tell us what to do. Steven?
Yup.
Ever heard of Neil Henderson, Dale?
Of course, a company man through and through, but he can't exactly help us now unless his ghost is any good at crushing ants, right?
You're wrong. There's one safe place left in all of the tunnels below. A place Henderson held close to his heart, and we're right next to it. Grayson, I spy a vent up there. Unlock those lug nuts.
You got it.
Safe place? You've got a key to a director's lounge? Or document storage?
Even better. Better than your wildest dreams. The putrescible waste fields.
What?
Yes, sirree.
You know putrescible's a nice way of saying poop.
Yep. The ants don't like the smell of it too much. They can't burrow into the steel containment wall and not through the incinerator on the bottom, neither.
Incinerator? Isn't that dangerous?
Don't worry. We've been using it to burn the ant bodies.
That's clever.
You can't! That's tampering with company property!
Hey, buddy. When we yanked you from the chompers of an ant, you weren't complaining much. Not that you could form half a word with all your blubbering.
I wasn't! Steven!
Ew.
Or you could just stay here and wait till the ants burst through your front door. Speaking of which...
The hatch is open!
We ought to take care of this ant first.
Do it quick, Jack. I can hear him coming from under us, too.
All right, come here, you.
Oh.
You all right, Sully?
I'm fine. That was just hard to watch.
It's time to get getting, men and lady. Big guy, you grab that ant carcass and push it up there with you, and we'll chuck it in the incinerator. Don't want any of its buddies to come snooping after us.
Okay.
Steven, let me help. I'll hold on to the head for you.
Junction 25. This should be it.
Well, the stench could have told us that. How do we get in?
If you'll shut your yap for a minute, we'll tell you how. Tim?
Drew it up this morning. At least I think it was morning. Hard to tell without shift bells.
Look here. This vent puts us right next to the doors. If we can rig the emergency battery brick to the door, we'll be home smelly home.
Do your thing, Grayson. Tim, we'll hang you down and check if the coast is clear.
Just mind my leg, okay? All clear.
Now, folks, we should make a plan in case we get in a pickle. Grayson, you'll be the bait.
I'm always the bait.
Can't help that. Jack, you'll bash it from the side with one of our signposts. Tim will knock it good in the legs, and since I'm all out of needles, I'll cheer you on. All right, everybody down.
Mind the man, Dip.
Yeah, what is this stuff?
You don't want to know. How's the door, Tim?
Hope the battery's still got juice. One, two.
Putrescible waste hatch opening.
We did it! We're home free!
Behind us! And!
Get it!
I'll squash it with my cane!
Come on! Don't let it get away!
Easy there! Can't you see that she's a scout, not a fighter? She won't hurt you.
Of course it will. Ow!
I said stop.
What is your problem?
You kill one, you'll bring a mass of them down on us. We've got enough ant pieces on us as it is. Like I said, she's not a fighter.
She's right, I reckon. Real little guy, isn't it?
Aw, you're right. He kind of reminds me of Chips. A terrifying, murderous version of Chips.
Well, it's gone now. Let's get these doors shut before it gets back.
You sure know a lot about ants.
I study them.
You're some kind of beaker pusher?
I told you, I work in pharmacology, the study of our chitinous neighbors under the Lost Species Subdivision of the Biology Department of the University.
That sounds nifty. What exactly does it mean?
It means I've been deeper in the tunnels than any human in the last who knows how many decades. I've been in the field doing research for the last 9 years. 9 years, and I've never seen so much as an antenna until the first wave hit at the launch. And my family.
Damn those bugs.
Jack, look what you did. Don't mind him, ma'am. He's just a bit of a jerk. You don't have to tell us any more if you don't want to.
Sorry. The pharmacology department is supposed to be a secret anyways, but with half the policies getting eaten.
We should be okay, as long as the incinerator stays on. Oh, no one will make you feel better. I'll show you around the place. Neil's legendary putrescible field.
This is the very place Neil Henderson worked in. You can imagine him in all his glory, scooping and pooping right there.
Cool.
Gross.
Those are the chutes that launch the Dookie from the tower into the field.
Lucky us. Our precious supervisors up in the tower are still eating well.
Back that away in the gullet, that's the hall we came through there, are the rubber suits and the man dip. And up there
is a giant cloud.
I was gonna say the control station, but I guess the ventilation's off. Must be methane up there. Scary, but it won't kill us. Probably.
And is there any shelter?
Nope. We'll need to build a platform over yonder where it's less rainy.
Then we'll get a base going from the catwalks up there.
We'll need some recon on that. Dave, Sally, you all head up there, check out those catwalks, see if they'll come off easy.
It's Dale.
Come on, let's go take a look.
Whew, it reeks. I can't see a dang thing up here. Guess this rigging could come down safely, then we can unbolt the service catwalks for some kind of foundation, Steve. Oh, Sully, what are you doing?
Looking at the controls for the incinerator.
These railings are pretty loose, so they'll probably come off. Maybe we can make a barricade. Hey, Sully, seriously, what are you doing?
So you want to check it out? Are you scared?
Why? The old man said... Sully, wait up!
So, they've been using this to erase the pheromones of the dead ants. But more importantly, this must serve as a barricade, preventing the ants from getting up into the tower from those chutes above. Interesting tactic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Love me some tactics.
Temperature reset. 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sully! What have you done?
Oops. My hand must have slipped. How do I fix it?
Hold on. Let me... Help?
Someone had to take the fall. Sorry, Dale. Now then.
Man-man-man-neutral failure detected. Consult the nearest maintenance specialist. Or
Supervisor this. Manager that. No more. There is only one queen.
The tide of ants has released more than ant people within the Heartlife Tower. Who is this menace, this heretic snuck in amongst us? Find out as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, welcome back to our fair city.
We're so glad you've decided to join us for our sixth season. My name's Jeffrey Gardner. I'm the executive producer of the show, and I just wanted to take a moment to thank you and to talk to you about some of the ways you can support the show. If you are on iTunes, give the podcast a rating and leave a review. Those really, really help us raise our visibility there. If you want to support the show financially, head over to ourfaircity.com and click the donate link. Every single dollar helps. Select Donate Monthly to make a longer-term commitment to providing our mole people adorable new helmets. But the absolute best thing you can do is to tell your friends about the show. Play them your favorite episode. If you like it, we bet they will too. And really, thank you so much. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.